There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. I have been looking forward to tonight's show because not only are we going to be talking to my good friend and colleague, radio talk show host Larry Michael, we are also doing our very first video broadcast of the show. I just love modern technology, don't you? Larry is a relationship guru, and we're going to be talking about how to understand your existing relationships while there is so much stress in your everyday life. It's our hope to de-stress your relationship issues, whether it be your romantic partner, your child, your coworker, your friend, or even your boss. We're going to talk about that and even more right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, so stay tuned.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Love can happen at any age. So what are you waiting for? Here's the chance to say to the universe, I'm worth it. I'm worth a 4-day cruise, and I'm worthy of finding true love. Or say to the universe, my existing relationship deserves a short vacation to spark up our love. Either way, you must take action to make your dreams come true. What better way than to be with like-minded people? Join us October 27th through the 31st on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, where we have a fabulous tapping workshop with Dr. Garland Landreth, an angel workshop, tantra workshop, and relationship workshops. Rates start off at $5.99, double occupancy, which includes workshops. So go to LOARadionetwork.com and purchase your tickets today. We'll see you on board. We are back. As I mentioned, we are doing our first video broadcast, and it's going to be left up on my host page at LOARadionetwork.com for the next week. After that, we're going to be putting all of our video broadcast into the University of Attraction for our members to view. And we're going to be interviewing Dr. Garland Landreth next week. He's going to be tapping. And that's why I really wanted to get the video broadcast so that you can see him tap and tap along with him. We're going to be not only working on prosperity and releasing our blocks for prosperity, but we're also going to be tapping on the collective consciousness to help revitalize areas that have been in the flood zones or earthquakes or Japan or whatever. So we're going to be tapping quite a bit. So I hope that you can join us next week and especially view the video because it's going to be great. Larry and I were talking, this is really different for me. I am stepping beyond my comfort zone, and usually I hide behind the microphone, but now I'm face to face with you, and so it's making me a little nervous. Again, hang in there with me. We are still going to be streaming this broadcast to all of our distribution points, so you'll be able to hear it on Stitcher and everywhere. But if you want to see it in video, come to my host page at LOARadionetwork.com. Now, I want to mention also Alms Times Magazine, because I don't want you to forget to subscribe to this really, really top-notch magazine. If you subscribe, it's free, and they will send it directly to your email box, and you won't miss an exciting issue. This month is Roma Downey by Touched by the Angel, and she's going to she is doing an interview that I think you're going to find quite fascinating. And there's a whole bunch of other great articles in there as well. So go sign up for almstimes.com magazine. Now, I also want you to check out our wonderful shows on Law of Attraction Radio Network. There are so many that will inspire you and motivate you to monitor your thoughts and feelings. In a few moments, we're going to be talking about the stress people are feeling. And I really want you to realize that this network was created to help listeners stay connected, to tune out the negativity. Never forget that life is abundant according to our thoughts. So I want to set the stage for tonight's show by reading a short story that was sent out via the internet this week. It's called Burned Biscuits. When I was a kid, my mom liked to make breakfast food for dinner every now and then. And I remember one night in particular when she had made breakfast after a long, hard day at work. On that evening, so long ago, my mom placed a plate of eggs, sausage, and extremely burnt biscuits in front of my dad. I remember waiting to see if anybody noticed. Yet all my dad did was reach for his biscuits, smile at my mom, and ask me how my day was at school. I don't remember what I told him that night, but I do remember watching him smear butter and jelly on that ugly burnt biscuit. He ate every bite of it, never made a face, nor uttered a word about it. When I got up from the table that evening, I remember my mom apologized to my dad for burning the biscuits, and I'll never forget what he said. Honey, I love burnt biscuits every now and then. Later that night, I went to kiss Daddy goodnight, and I asked him if he really liked his biscuits burnt. He wrapped me in his arms and said, "Well, your mama put in a hard day at work today, and she's real tired, and besides, a little burned biscuits never hurt anyone." As I've grown older, I've thought about that many times. Life is full of imperfect things and imperfect people. I'm not the best at hardly anything, and I forget birthdays and anniversaries just like everyone else. But what I've learned over the years is that learning to accept each other's faults and choosing to celebrate each other's differences is one of the most important keys to creating a healthy, growing, and lasting relationship. Moral of this story, don't put the key to your happiness in someone else's pocket. Keep it in your own. So please, pass me a biscuit, and yes, the burnt one will do just fine. So let's talk to my good friend, Larry Michael, who all of you know from his wonderful show, The Larry Love Show, is formerly The Match Matrix Show. Larry is an expert relationship coach, author, and speaker, and he is an intergenetic relationship professional. And that means he helps us to understand and even build on the differences in our relationships. Larry is playing an integral role in our spiritual singles cruise, thank goodness, because who better to help people find other people and understand their relationships than Larry Michael. Welcome, Larry, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you. And I'm really excited to be on your show. And, well, and by the way, I know this is not probably part of your plan, but it's mine. I need to acknowledge you, Jules, publicly and on video for the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You are the epitome of a true servant leader. What you do for this network, for all of the hosts on the shows, is really, it's beyond comprehension. I could never do it. You serve and you serve and you give and you give and you give and you give. And I want to thank you for that. It's huge.
Oh, how sweet. That's really neat. Well, now that ends the show.
Okay.
We'll end it on that happy note. No, well, thank you. I'm really honored, especially because this is the first video broadcast, and to have it with anybody other than you, I would be a complete nervous wreck, so I really appreciate you doing this. Besides, I think it's time right now that we focus in on relationships, because we have so much stress going on in our lives, and we're seeming to blame everything other than ourselves, and we're looking at relationships for causing havoc. So that's primarily why I thought it would be so important to have you on the show today, and we can really get down and maybe start thinking a different way. But I wanted to ask you right off the bat, what did you think about that burned biscuit story?
Well, I love it. I mean, I love the story because it says something that I think is critically important for any of us, and that's not to be in judgment. And so, you know what, burned biscuits show up on the table, it'd be so easy for us to go, what, you burned my biscuits, how dare you, you know, this is inedible. But instead, the husband was not in judgment. He looked at these biscuits and he knew instantly that his wife worked hard for them, and the value of her effort was far greater than, you know, this material thing that he was going to eat. And he found the love in the biscuit, if you will. You know, so he didn't bring his day and his stress into it, and he accepted her day and whatever happened, and just, you know, he was loving it, and he was outside of judgment. And if there's anything that gets in the way of us to be loving, if there's anything that creates more stress than just about anything on the planet, it's being in judgment. Try war, for example. Lots of judgment, lots of stress, lots of pain and suffering.
I'm fully understanding what you're saying, but in real life, Larry, how realistic is it? I mean, because, well, you've taught me that I'm the emotional talking style. So automatically my emotions go sky high first, and then the judgment. Then I understand what's going on. So perhaps we need to talk about, you know, how realistic is it? What can we do?
For us, I think to live the most loving and respectful lives, we need to be present. Okay, we truly need to be present. And, you know, the burned biscuit story is another example of that. If he wasn't present, if he was in his story going, why did my biscuits get burned? Why do I have to eat burned biscuits? Whether he's logical or emotional king style, so energetically, it doesn't matter what he's being, is just present to what is, and it gives you an opportunity to feel fully and to look at things a little bit differently. The reason why I do what I do with genetic energetics is because it helps people understand what they are energetically and what influences those energetics have on those people that come into their lives, whether it's romance or it's family or it's business. And when they know what those influences are, it allows them to be accepting. It allows them to appreciate and honor someone versus being simple. But how dare you make me eat burned biscuits?
Exactly.
You know, that, what road would that have taken you? That would have been not a pretty picture.
Oh, no, that would have ended up in a divorce, definitely.
Yeah, someone might have got hit with a flying biscuit. But, you know, the point being there that, you know, we have lots of challenges that happen to us every day. You know, Jules, your emotional talking style, I'm logical talking style. Have we ever had a misunderstanding on the phone? Have you asked me for something and then we got on the phone again and went, oh, I guess I misunderstood? Has that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we did a cruise and we matched everybody energetically, and we're going to do another one. But on the first one, we had some learning experiences.
Yeah.
You and I had to learn how to appreciate our differences.
That's true.
And because we can, I love you to death. It's fun for me to work with you. And I don't expect you and I to totally understand everything we say to each other. In fact, I expect us to have misunderstandings. And so, you know, I'm ready. I go, this person is who she is. She is what she is. I don't want you to change. I want you to be exactly what you are and who you are.
That is so refreshing.
Okay,
so let's go and let people understand about the talking styles and how, I mean, because it's true, Larry. I mean, I absolutely adore you. And we have had had words before, and really it was real easy for us to come back together and reevaluate. It was just so easy.
So it will help if I call genetic energetics the third dimension to relationships, and so I'll use an analogy, and this will help. And by the way, you know, one of the reasons, and I'm glad you shared the story about us having some disagreements and how we can come back together so easily. One of the reasons why we do that is because we have similar passions. We have similar desires. You know, our goal on the radio really is the same. We want to change people. We want them to be happier. We want them to be more informed. So, you know, if I wanted to work with someone, I want to work with someone that's got that same purpose, that same desire.
Absolutely.
So, you know, instantly it says, get over whatever it is that's your issue and stay focused on what it is that you're really out to accomplish. So we had that pushing us, and that's a good thing. So now I'm going to draw that into what happens in relationships.
Okay.
If you think of a relationship as a three-legged stool, okay, two of those legs are mental and physical. The physical part, we all know that. If we're going to make a decision about whether we want to be in relationship with someone, and it's not just romance, we're going to look at them physically, and we're going to make a decision. If it's a sporting team and it's a volleyball, it's men's professional volleyball, and I'm 4'11", and everybody else on the team is close to 6.5 feet, physically that's not a match.
Mm.
If it's romance, you know, and I want someone that loves to dance and energetically is, you know, is in good shape and healthy and enjoys the same kind of food that I like, but loves the activities that I like, and the person that I meet just hates dancing. They like sitting in opera, which makes me go to sleep. You know, that's not a good match,
right?
Physically. And then there's the mental component, which is everything that we... I'm going to turn this thing off, sorry. Hope that helps. Everything we know about someone. It's who we are. It's nurturing. It's what we've become, how we were raised, what we believe in, if we're spiritual, what religious practices we might follow. What things, like you and I both have the similar passion for delivering messages over the radio, that could make us a really good match. Okay, so this is how people make most of their decisions in all relationships. They look at someone physically, they go, that's a good match or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the rest is like the interview process, you know, tell me about yourself. And what we learn about them is going to determine whether this feels like a really good thing or kind of go, ooh, red flag, I don't think so. And then we make our decision. And a lot of people get into romantic relationships like that. It's why dating sites don't really work well, because it's all based on mental and physical. You know, we go into a dating site and someone plugs in all their information. I want between these ages, and I want this height, and I want this weight. Okay, so you get that. And then you start asking questions and you read profiles, and that's it. You make your decisions there. Now, if this is a three-legged stool and mental and physical is all you're working with, what are we really doing? We're balancing on two legs, and it's not going to take long before we're exhausted and we get knocked over sideways. And that's what happens in relationships too, doesn't it? People are going along and everything's fine, everything's rosy, and then all of a sudden, like, something knocks them off their feet and they go, whoa, what was that? Where did that come from? Why are you so upset? You know, all of a sudden you can't tolerate or you don't like this about me and it's an issue. It wasn't before. And what do we do when that happens? Well, because we love the person or we care for them or we're in business with them or they're a coworker, we try and figure out a way to communicate better. So we might take a class on better communication. We may grab a book. I've got them all around here, right? I see your books in the background. I bet there's at least one on communication.
Yeah.
So we grab a book and we start reading it. It says, oh, it says do this and do that and don't do this. And the meaning of my communication is the response I get. All those things are true. Okay? They're all good advice. I've got lots of great advice. And so we read it and we practice it. And again, whatever came up the first time resurfaces. And you
exactly.
I think I should have known better. What, you know, what's going on? The third leg is energetic. And if you have all three legs of your stool, you've got a strong foundation. If you only have two, you're in trouble. If you have one, you know, if you can ride a unicycle, maybe you're in great shape. I can't. And that's exhausting. So if you have all three of these components together, then you have the foundation for a really strong relationship. So the energetic part, what I call genetic energetics, is nothing more, and that kind of makes it sound small because it's really huge, but it is an energetic pattern that all of us have. And we have these patterns from birth. It's like our blood type. It never changes. And we've been able to identify what we call lifestyle traits. One of them is communication. Another is activity level, the speed that we process information, the way we run our lives. Another is how we handle money. And the fourth one is sex. It's sex, what we call sexual response type. So those four are the four foundations energetically. And then there's a few other things like attractions and chemistry that we can look at that can get people into great shape or into big problems. And then there are some specific characteristics that we can go deeper with. But those four things, communication style, the speed we process information, how we handle money, and sex, really are the underlying influences in most of the issues in a relationship. And I'll give you an example. I was at a party, I guess a year ago, and I was meeting all these people I hadn't met before, and I meet this lady and another lady, and they're having a conversation, and in that conversation, one woman goes, well, poor Jane, did you hear what happened to her with Frank? And the gal goes, oh, he should be ashamed of himself. He cheated on her. He's just a cheater. And I heard this, and I went, you know what? I don't know you, but I'm going to tell you right now, you do more damage by that statement than those two probably have done in their relationship. One, you've labeled him, you've judged him. Now, I'm not condoning cheating. I don't think that that's a good idea in any relationship. But I think you need to look at why did it happen. And you know what we discovered? They were sexually mismatched. One of them was compressed and sexually unfulfilled for nearly 17 years.
Wow.
Okay. So is it right for the person to cheat? No, I will say no. I don't think so. I think honesty is really critically important. But do I understand why it happened? And do I understand why the relationship broke apart? It didn't break apart because he cheated. It broke apart because they were sexually misaligned energetically. And over 17 years caused enough issues and damage in the relationship that they couldn't bring it back together. It, you know, we hear people, money is a big issue today.
Yes.
Huge issue. Talk about stress. We look at our government, it's trillions of dollars in debt, and we want to print more. You know, we're playing Monopoly. And the governments around the world are now looking at us as, you know, with, what's this, right? As opposed to the respect we used to have. Our banks are challenged. Our mortgages are challenged. Our property values, our gas prices are all over the board. There's lots of reasons to be stressed. And you hear a lot of times people say, well, they broke up because of money. And there's even a statistic that was out a number of years ago that said that money was the number one cause of relationships dissolving and falling apart. So I say BS to that. Money is never, ever the reason why a relationship falls apart. Money is just a scapegoat. The relationship is falling apart because there's other things going on that make it impossible for them to work on the money issues they have. Okay, so if that relationship falls apart, it may be because they have different ways of looking at money, It may be because they're not communicating well about their money. It may be because they're sexually having challenges, and because they can't identify what the reason is for those challenges, they look at the bank account and go, that's it, it's money. See, you mishandled the money. That's it, I'm done with you. Right? That's not it. It's something else below that. And we owe it to ourselves to know what those things are so that we can really show up fully for our partners.
So that means that, I mean, because you have the formula to figure out what all of these parts to a relationship, you can tell right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, real quickly.
Real quickly.
We have a website. Can I say it?
Is sure.
It matchmatrix.com, MatchMatrix.com. And you can go there, and if it's your first time there, you're going to get these credits to this thing we call Me and You. And it looks like menu, and it is. It's a menu for relationship success. But it's Me and You. And we're going to give you a rating with these credits. You can put in any relationship. It can be a romantic one. It can be between you and a friend or a partner or a child. And, I mean, you've heard me talk about families. You know that's a huge passion for me.
Yeah.
So it's critically important to look at these things with our children. But it's going to give you a rating for friendship and a rating as lovers. Now, if you're looking at it for your child, you don't have to be concerned about the lover's rating. Just blow that off. But you look at the friendship rating, and it's going to tell you, based on that percentage you get, whether you're aligned with that person for communication style and activity level. And if you get a really low number, like 6%, it says you're not aligned at all. So, Jules, you and I have two different communication styles. If I met you in a bar, or you and I were going to work in the same office with each other, I would go to Me and You, and if I saw this 6% or 8, I'm not sure what ours is, but it's low, okay? If I saw it, I'd say, you know what? We can do business with each other because, again, we have similar passions. We think the same way. We have the same principles when it comes to what we want to deliver and how important the message is. That's a huge asset. Okay, but you live in a different part of this country than I do, and consequently, we're videotaping this show. It works great. I'm not getting an energetic hit from you. I'm not exhausted because I'm in the same office with you. Now, I may say something that doesn't instantly make sense, and you can ask me, what do you mean by that? And I can do the same thing with you. But, you know, we have, if again, our direction was to work in the same space, it would be a real challenge. Because one of us would take this huge energetic hit, and we'd be sitting here going, oh my God, I need to drink two more cups of coffee, or I didn't get my exercise today. Why am I so exhausted and tired? Why can't I pay attention? Do you think anybody's ever had that conversation? Like everybody, right?
Yeah.
But we'd know that it has nothing to do with coffee. It has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't work out. It has everything to do with two mismatched energetic patterns in the same space colliding and wearing us down.
Okay, so let's go to the sexual response. A lot of people match up with that and nothing else. So therein lies the problem. Those are usually with the sexual response, I would think, and knowing my past history, that is the reason why people get married. But it never works out. Can it work out?
Okay. This is really a good question you're asking, and the answer is a little bit complex, so I'll try and simplify it. I'm trying to think about the best way to go about it. It can work, and it's a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, yes, people get together because all of a sudden they get this sexual energy, and it's a match, and they may have had these relationships before that weren't working. And there are two kinds of sexual energy. There's a mental, emotional, sexual response type person, and there's a physical sexual response type person. I'm mental, emotional. So for me, all my sexual energy is on the surface. I have it available to me all the time. It's here now, all this energy. And it's It's, you know, I have it all the time. Now, if I'm engaged in a sexual act and that energy is focused on that, and I'm not necessarily depleted, but I have that energy there on the surface for me. I also like kind of the build-up to a sexual engagement. So flowers and candles and music, just even feeling loved, a conversation, you know, kind of this the smile and excitement that might go with it is really important to me. Okay, now a physical sexual response type person, which is you, okay, you're different. Your sexual energy is inside, and it's there, and it's held back for the expression of lovemaking. And you need someone that's got the key, first of all, which I don't have, because I have a different sexual response type, but they've got that key, and they can put it in the lock, they open the door, and out comes Jules, okay? But you need that partner. Now, if you haven't had that partner for a long time, what happens to you is you're literally sexually malnourished. You're sexually malnourished. And after a while, I've met people that just went, I give up on sex. It's not important to me anymore. It's just not important. And you know I have a bit of a tantric background, and I can tell you that who we are sexually is all part of this entire being that allows us to be everything that we possibly can be in our lives. And so if we're withholding that sexual element, we're not showing up fully in life. Even our heart's not fully expressed. So that kundalini and all those things need to rise and explode, and that spiritual awakening and consciousness that I think is available to all of us has to do also with our sexuality. Not by itself, but it's part that we need to respect and allow to blossom. So if you're not in a relationship where you get to let that out, then what happens for the physical sexual response type person is they begin to compress. So much so that for some people it becomes severe depression. And they turn to sometimes drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn to all kinds of other ways to compensate for it. They start to shut down even in communication. So you could have people that are energetically aligned for communication, and they started out with this wonderful, trusting, able to connect relationship, and it slowly dissolves and falls apart till they're angry with each other because they don't even know why, Jules.
Yeah.
They don't know why. But one of them is compressing. And you have a conversation and go, what's going on? What's in your heart? And it's very possible for them to just sit there and go, I don't know. And how many times has someone had a conversation with a loved one or someone that matters to them, and you ask them a question and they turn around and go, I don't know. You know, and you go, how can you not know? How can you not know? Well, you know what? If you're that compressed, you possibly might not know, because you've detached so much and protected yourself so much that is also a mystery to you. You're not even in tune with yourself.
Interesting. Very interesting. So we need to stay with the two physical response need to be together or not? Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want to be aligned. You want to be fully aligned. If you can find a relationship where you're aligned in all four lifestyle traits, that's beautiful. That's great. Now, I'm in one like that. You know that, with my partner.
With Cindy, yeah. But I have seen other people on the cruises that were matched perfectly, and that was the relationship. I mean, it's incredible.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
So here's the thing. I don't want anybody to miss this. Remember I said that a relationship is a three-legged stool. I call genetic energetics the third dimension to relationships, not because it's third in order. It's just one of three. But so you can be fully aligned with someone, and it still might not work. I met a gal when I was single who's Southern Baptist Methodist. Okay, I'm Jewish. We're fully aligned, but you know what? I'm going to hell as far as she's concerned. It wasn't going to work. So, you know, it just, there are sometimes differences. The mental and physical ones play a role too. All three of them are important. But at the energetic level, if you want to have a relationship that has the greatest potential you must be aligned for communication, and you definitely must be aligned for sexual response type.
Wow.
Unless sex doesn't matter to you, and I hope you're 90 years old if that's the case. Anything up 90, 89 still must matter. For all you folks that are out there at that age, I'm telling you.
So that's what makes our cruises so special, because we use your formula, and especially with the singles cruise coming up, because people are able to see who they're matching up with and see in person.
Right. And remember, we didn't even tell people necessarily. When we gave them their little badges,
They
just had symbols on it. I didn't write logical communication style or mental emotional sex or response type. I just said, go look for the same symbols. And then there was one other thing. Remember, some of them had a green line across the bottom
right.
and some had a red. And that's another big issue that kind of addresses what you when you asked me the question. You know, people get into relationships because they're sexually compatible and they go, oh, yum, right? But attractions play a key role in that. And if you have true attractions and you're following them, you've probably found a partner where you are aligned for communication. That's great. If you have false attractions, that means that you're going to look for a partner that's got a different communication style of your own, and that is usually a train wreck. And that's half the population, by the way. Most people know it. If I ask them, I said, well, how's your picker when it comes to picking women or men? And those people with false attractions will usually go, it sucks. You know, I don't trust it anymore. In fact, I've met people that are so in tune to the fact that they can't pick people whenever there's chemistry, they know immediately to run the other direction.
Wow.
Because they know every time they followed it, it got them in trouble. So we can tell you that in advance. And for those people with false attractions, this is a godsend, because now they get past that and go, all right, so their chemistry's not there, but we're aligned energetically in these other areas. And if you do have those alignments and those four lifestyle traits, it goes way beyond chemistry. That connection is so powerful.
Is that what you call
amazing.
Your soulmate?
Perhaps. I think there's a lot of different definitions for soulmate, and there are some people believe that we only get one soulmate in our lifetime. I don't believe that. I think that there's lots of soulmates. I think people show up in our lives for specific reasons, and almost all those times it has to do with something that nurtures or develops or expands our souls, that heightens our consciousness. And to me, that could be a soulmate.
Hmm. Good. Yeah.
So there's people that have a different definition of that, and you know, I acknowledge that, but I think that there may be many soulmates in our life. And I think also when it comes to relationships, you know, not all relationships are forever. Some relationships are really just for, you know, some of them are for a meeting at lunchtime. You know, have you ever met someone and had a conversation and left that conversation and had an aha moment and know that you probably never see that person again? Maybe meet someone on an airplane and you're just so grateful that you had the chance to connect. And because of that one short connection, your life has changed. Right? At that moment, that's beautiful.
Right?
Right. Some relationships last week, some months, some years. A woman I worked with, gosh, a couple of years ago, was Roman Catholic. And she had been alone for about 6 years. She went through a divorce and was still carrying with her the fact that she was, by her law, supposed to be married for the rest of her life. And the fact that she went through a divorce, to her, was, you know, death do us part was not what she did. And I asked her, I said, is it possible that what God really meant was death do us part, was death was the end of the relationship at that time?
Mm.
Not the death of the body, but the death of the connection that you had. It was time to move on. And, you know, the scriptures and things do all kinds of weird things when we try and interpret them. I choose to interpret that was the death there, that she accepted. And when we talked about the relationship, sure enough, they needed to go their own direction. They had kids. They produced wonderful kids, but it was time to split. and it was time for her to have her life back, fully back, and not be holding on to guilt and blame. Painful, terrible things for us to do to ourselves, to feel guilty or to blame ourselves. We can never be present, and we can never truly love anyone if we're holding on to those things, because those aren't present, those are stories. So you got to get rid of that so we can come from our heart, so we can embrace ourselves, and that's where love comes from. So it took her almost 6 months. We got on the phone again, and I mean, she really battled with it and eventually released herself, and she's a whole woman again now.
Wow.
You know, but we do some pretty painful things to ourselves with the stories we create and the rules we put on ourselves.
Absolutely. The whole thing is, and this is where what you are providing people is so incredible and so powerful. It's because when we are not getting along in relationships, whatever that relationship is, we're using that as a distraction rather than finding out what is really going on. And it seems like in today's conflicts and the world and the stress and everything, we are choosing to look outside of us instead of focusing within. For example, I'll tell you, which was fascinating to me, is the little Casey Anthony trial, and people are so, so upset, and yeah, it's a truly sad story, but people are so into that, it's because they want to rant and rave about something instead of looking at what is really going on within them. And so if you put this all together, what you are doing is helping people learn more about themselves, which is exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. People need to be out of judgment. I said that earlier, right? The Casey Anthony trial, and I'm going to just throw something out there, and it'll be interesting to see how people respond. But if it ignites you, if it raises some issue and it makes you mad, you feel like you need to express or say something about it, basically pointing a finger. And Debbie Ford does this really great. She says, you know, what happens if you're pointing a finger like this? One's pointing that direction, but where are these three pointing? They're pointing right back at us. So I'm going to say that whatever tweaks you about the Casey Anthony trial is a mirror. It's a reflection of something inside you you need to work on. Okay? I don't know what it is. It's different for every person. I read an article in the paper the other day about something going on in the community. It really upset me. Oh, I know what it was. It wasn't the community. It was bigger than that. It was an article about raw milk and about the government, the FDA, stepping in and doing all these things. And I was really upset. I was getting into my activist mode, which I was totally in when I had long red hair and a hippie back in the day. Long
I
time
can't imagine that.
I'll send you a picture. It's a great one. I'm going, they're controlling me. I want to be able to make my own decisions. You know, I don't want an irresponsible organization telling me, you know, what I should be doing with my food when they've been lying and creating things and motivated by money forever. And this is like one agency that should not exist on this planet the way it exists today. Obviously, we're off subject. But so I'm getting upset about it, and I stopped and I went, what is it that is really upsetting me? And what I realized was really upsetting me is that I've been complacent in an area that I have knowledge and I need to talk about it. Okay? And I was able to kind of take the anger out of the FDA and go, you have something you can do about that. You have a radio show. You know, you're into truth and exposing that. Well, take advantage of it. And then, I, you know, instantly that anger is gone and I take the responsibility. But I looked inside to go, you know, what is it about me that I haven't been doing that I used to do a lot of and used to make a difference? So whatever it is, if something gets you, right, something gets you upset, you got to turn around and go, what about that what about me? What's going on inside of me that I'm ignoring, I'm not paying attention to, I haven't developed, I'm not doing well and I could do better, or I've just got all this other story about it going on? You know, what's really going on? And ask that question.
You know, so, that's what the law of attraction is all about. It's about monitoring our feelings and our thoughts. Because like you said, what we're projecting out is mirrored back to us. So it is the law of attraction 100%. It's the application of it, either negatively or positively.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to attract something in your life, first of all, the law of attraction is here. You are attracting into your life whatever you're getting as it is. Okay? Just know that. You are. You know, if you stop and go, oh, why don't I have any money? Well, you're attracting it. If you have relationships where the person is emotionally unavailable and it keeps happening over and over again, know that you've attracted that. And there's a good chance that you're not emotionally available, and you've got to figure that out first, because once you become that, then you're not going to want that partner that isn't, and the one that is going to show up like that. They will. So if you know what you are and you know who you are, then you can attract just about anything into your life. And if you have those things and you set an intention based on those, that deep knowing and knowledge and acceptance of yourself, things show up. I mean, they show up like you get up in the morning and go, God, if I only had to answer this, and you go to lunch and someone says, have you met my friend Frank? And you go, oh my God, I was just thinking about this morning and you have the solution for me. Ah, it's quick.
Yeah.
Law of attraction, 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing. You're right. We have to be in alignment.
Yeah.
We are almost out of time, but I want you to...
Can I pout? I can pout on them.
Yeah, you can. We can see you now. This is fun. Tell us what you are going to be talking about on this cruise. And, you know, the singles cruise, I mean, look at what we get to learn. It's just not about matching up with someone. We really get to understand what is going on.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, I'm going to talk about what I'm most passionate about, which is genetic energetics. And I'm going to share with the people on the cruise as much as I possibly can in the period I have, so that they can then really start accepting themselves for what they are. My goal is always the same. I want people to let go of tongue twisters. I want them to let go of blame, resentment, and guilt. And I want them in place of that to put acknowledgement, honor, and acceptance, and love. Most important, self-love. And I want them to be able to show up in the present outside of all their cockamamie stories, which we all do this. I mean, we tell stories to answer questions that we don't have answers to. You know, we're confused. Well, she did this for that reason. We're confused. He must have made this decision about this position at work for that reason. We don't know any of that. We're making that all up. They're all stories. Once you get present, which is what I want people to have full permission to be, now we get to love fully. And we get to see things for what they are. We get to be out of judgment. So that can be done in the space of an hour. An hour! This isn't a lifetime to do this. It can happen fast. It can happen quicker, even quicker still, if you just get it and it's transformational. So, you know, on this cruise, I'm so excited because of all the people that are going to be there to teach. And, you know, what I'm teaching is just a small portion. But this thing is the real love boat. I mean, this is the love boat. It
the
is.
The real love boat.
It is the true love boat.
And, you know,
The plane. I have to get started.
That's Fantasy Island, dear.
Yeah, but wasn't there a love boat somewhere attached to that? Oh, no, that was beforehand.
Yeah, that was a cruise ship, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
no, I just dated myself.
Yeah, you did. That's okay. So that's what we have to look forward to. But my suggestion, too, is if anybody is having relationship problems, then they need to come see you, Larry. You are the perfect coach. You'll be able to help them understand what is really going on and take the blame off of each other.
I would be honored to do that. And to get to me, Larry M, just M as in Michael, at matchmatrix.com will get you to me.
Okay, great.
Or you can also email me at Larry at the Larry Love Show, whichever you like.
Yes, and the Larry Love Show, formerly the Match Matrix Show, is every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and if some of the shows are going to be live where you can call in with your questions, or they're going to be recorded because you have some fabulous new guests coming on board.
Oh, my God, the lineup coming up, Jules. I'm so excited. These are our consciousness-changing people. Next Monday, Matthew and Tersace Engelhart, who started Cafe Gratitude, wrote the book Kindred Spirit. What they're doing on this planet is incredible. It's about sustainability, but it's not just sustainability of our planet, but it's food, it's relationships, it's community. It's a huge conversation. I need weeks to work with them, and we're going to talk for an hour, and that's just kicking off what's going to be a long list of very, very exciting people. So, yay!
Yeah, we're going to have I know. I listen to Larry's show, and it's always great. It's always.
Well, that's because you edit it. You have to listen.
Yeah, but it's a labor of love.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time and helping me with my first video. Thank you.
This is fun. And I just got to say it again. If you're not signed up to get on this cruise, it's what? October 27th to the 31st. And we're going out of Miami and down to Cozumel. And you just got to get on this boat. And some people, by the way, there's people I think that have said, I'm already in a relationship. Get on the boat anyhow. We're just going to take your relationship up about 3,000 notches. But if you're looking to connect with people and really have a true heart-to-heart connection, feel what it's like to energetically meet in all areas, be able to have three legs to the stool to work with, and all of the extra information. I mean, gosh, tell us that there's other people that are speaking other than me that are incredible on this cruise. You just got to go.
You gotta
take
go.
The time. Yeah. Cancel whatever you're doing. Get on the cruise.
And isn't it amazing? I mean, the cost of it is so low compared to what you get. I mean, it's really amazing. Just a great time. In Cozumel, you can go out and have fun. Now, I think you were talking about Key West. You're going to spend some time in Key West, right?
Key West. I wish we were there on the 31st at night, because that's an incredible party, but we won't go there right now. We're stopping at Key West, though, during a really important time of the year. It's a festival time of the year, so it'll be fun. But you know what? You're right. The cost is so little. I would guess that just about everybody on this cruise has spent at least that amount of money on books and tapes and session and therapy work that they aren't doing anything with. But on this cruise, they're going to get an incredible cruise, incredible food, incredible places to stop and play and enjoy, and amazing speakers and an amazing experience in terms of how people are going to get a chance to connect with each other.
And one more important thing that I really want to make sure people understand, if they come alone, we match them up using your system, Match Matrix system. We match them up to their perfect roommate. Well, I was amazed at the last couple of cruises. Those people are still best friends and still talking.
Okay, so at this point, Jules, I'm a guy, and I hear that. I go, you're going to put me in a room with the right woman? Yeah, we're talking about a roommate, right?
Okay.
And so we're going to match you up with a person of the same sex to be in the room, but you're going to be energetically aligned. And what Jules said is so cool, because we didn't expect it, and we had people from the last cruise become lifelong friends. I mean, it was BFF, right? Best friends forever, instantly. And what was it? One lady said, boy, I expected just to mind my own business and not talk, just read my book. And we ended up talking for hours. We even missed dinner one night. You know, it was amazing. It was so fun what happened. So.
I know. And so this cruise is just going to be the best. So I hope everybody can join us. And we still have group cabins available. So now is the time. Don't wait until August. You got to do it right now.
Right now. As soon as you get off this show. How do they do it, Jules? What do they There's a couple places they can go. Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Yeah.
Matchmatrix.com also has a place where you can find the cruise information. So,
yeah. LOA Radio Network, you can just go on there, and it clicks you to the place where you can register and sign up and pay for your ticket. The other one last thing, Larry, is going to be there during the entire cruise so that you can stop him and ask him questions during this entire cruise. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great fun.
It will be.
Are you in tears?
No. I'm just so looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Whoops.
Look, must be the end of the show. Who wants to talk to us? Maybe it's a call-in.
I'm going to edit that one out. Okay, if I learn how to edit this out. Okay, Larry, thank you, my dear. I loved it, every second of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules. It's an honor to be on your show, and I'm truly grateful for your network. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. And to all my wonderful listeners out there, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com.